And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 13th of February, 2011. It's the birthday of the novelist Georges Simenon, born in Liège, Belgium, 1903. A prolific writer, wrote some 400 books. Each one took him on average about 8 days to write. It's the birthday of the religious historian Elaine Pagels, born in Palo Alto, California, 1943, professor at Princeton, famous for her work on early Christian texts, especially the Gnostic Gospels, writings about Jesus from the 2nd through the 4th centuries. Her 1979 study, The Gnostic Gospels, won the National Book Award. The Modern Library named it as one of the 100 best books of the 20th century. A book that begins, Jesus Christ rose from the grave. With this proclamation, the Christian church began. This may be the fundamental element of Christian faith. Certainly, it is the most radical. Most recently, she was the author of Reading Judas, The Gospel of Judas, and the Shaping of Christianity. It's the birthday of one of Sudan's most celebrated fiction writers, Ali El Mak, born in Omdurman, Sudan, on this day in 1937. Studied art at Khartoum University, then public administration at the University of Southern California. He worked in academia in this country and wrote short stories in Arabic as he translated American literature into Arabic, including stories by F. Scott Fitzgerald. And it's the birthday of the first man to travel faster than the speed of sound, Chuck Yeager, born in Myra, West Virginia, 1923 on this day, a fighter pilot in World War II who became a test pilot in the Air Force, flying the rocket-powered Bell X-1 airplane. October the 14th, 1947, he broke the sound barrier. Though he had fallen off a horse 2 days before and broke a couple ribs, but he didn't tell anyone about that. He went up in his plane to an altitude of 45,000 feet, did what he was supposed to do, and 14 minutes later, he was back on the ground. Here are two poems for today, two poems by Philip Appleman. The first entitled, Said. Catch as can, Appleman. Marjorie Habercorn, you with the daringly ding-dongy name, somehow your sonorous sesquipedalian cognomination just sets me aflame. Syllables tinkling and jingling like glockenspiels tickle my ventricles charmingly, but dactyls are dangerous, hyperconcupiscent, polylibidinous. We'd better put both of our names in an epithalamion. Think of the singular medley you'd make. Marjorie Habercorn Appleman couldn't be taken for anyone else by mistake. And this poem, Cramming for Finals. End of term, will a six-pack do us while we speed-read Upton Sinclair Lewis? So far behind, can we possibly ever catch up on E.A. Robinson Jeffers? Who said it was going to be multiple choice on the later work of O. Henry James Joyce? What's the plot of The Rise of Silas Marner? Who remembers the Swiss Family Robinson Crusoe? Midnight, late, 1 a.m., tardy. Was Lawrence Stern? Was Thomas Hardy? And hey, was John Gay? Oh, let's take a break and all get mellow. Take our chances on Henry Wordsworth Longfellow, and maybe later give a lick and a promise to the earlier lyrics of Bob Dylan Thomas. Two poems by Philip Appleman, Cramming for Finals, and Said, from his collection Karma Dharma Pudding and Pie, published by the Quantock Lane Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, you can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vetter, engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.